Her life is everything she's never wanted. Beautiful angel, disowned, unloved, and rejected. She's trying her best to survive. She's leaving. She's not alive. She's on the streets, hustling every wretched day. Her back to the ground, what you gonna pay? She's footing her bills with a skill just to give her little son a 2-square meal, but she's always on her back. She's vulnerable to all forms of verbal attack. Hypocrites in the street look at her with disdain. Woman of low virtue, they be calling her also her names. Street hooker, sex worker, prostitute. Ain't nobody give a rat hole what her daily pains they constitute. Everyone sees the pleasure but not the pains in her eyes. And nobody cares if and when she dies. If only you know. If only you knew where she's been. If only you knew she also wanna be called the queen. If only you could see the world from her view. If only you knew she was molested at age 2. If only you knew money was hard to come by and rich men wouldn't give her unless they go between her thighs. If only you knew she rejected the offer but was forced into it by her godmother. If only you knew she also have a dream in life. She craved to be a mother and a wife. If only you knew she wanna break free from this prison and crucify her devil within. If only you knew she also have a dream in life. You see, we never really know why people do what they do. So I just want to ask you, why do we judge them if we haven't walked a mile in their shoes? We never really know why people do what they do. So why do we judge them if we haven't walked a mile in their shoes? Thank you very much.
I wake up to the graveyard dirt sleeping in between my fingernails, resting from the night's relentless digging through headlines of silent screaming genocides that speak languages that imitate my tongue. I, a product of intellectual genocide, my neighbor whose great-grandmother had to smuggle her through physical genocide. The only poetry she speaks is the color of her mother's eyes, but she's forgotten the word for them in her mother tongue, tracing this intrusive language to draw those eyes, but just not close enough. We all share the same scars. Our injuries imitating each other with the fluency of a long-lost intruder who I have become closer to than my own ancestors, whose name tastes different on my tongue and my name, an unwelcome guest dragging mud onto their floors even though it emerged from the seeds planted by their hands. It is almost as though the world is too full, but there is nothing for me to grasp at. Every foreign word, a meal I am yet to finish, my stomach too full from the claims of inadequacy for speaking in tongues that do not match the masses. Inadequate for wishing that I sounded more like my grandmother, whose tongue holds history in each cell of which I want to worship the holy ground of, but I do not have the words to do so. I've seen worlds collapse each time I open my tongue and breathe out words that are begging at the tip of my lips, but are too scared to take the leap and be chastised for daring to speak, and it's scary to think that I've seen worlds form with this very tongue I preach, but at the price of worlds, I have ruined the chance to see. Thank you.
حبيبتي حبيبتي الشذوذ هو أن نقبل الواقع أن نهجر الشارع أن ننكر الحقيقة أن أسميك بعد كل ما صار صديقة الشذوذ هو رايات شكر لمن يذبحوننا آيات حب لمن يسحقوننا الشذوذ يا حبيبتي رائحة بحر لم نعد نراه رائحة قصر يكمم الأفواه، رائحة فقر في موانئ الصيادين وبيوت المياومات وخيام اللاجئين، رائحة مكر في أختام المصارف في أنصاف المواقف، رائحة قهر في عيني امرأة مسحوقة محروقة قبل أن تقع الجريمة، رائحة عمر يتهدم أمامنا كبيوت بيروت القديمة. رفيقتي تعويذتي، رفيقتي تعويذتي، هل لا تشفينا شعري الذي يهزمني وشعبي الذي يؤلمني؟ هل لا تكونين لي شمسا وهمسا وكأسا ورقصا؟ كوني لي فأسا يهدم كل الهياكل، كوني ذاكرتي، كوني ساحرتي، أحرقي كل السلاسل، كوني لي أرضا أغرس فيها نفسي وأمطر فتنبت عنبا وتينا ووردا، كوني لي شارعا، كوني لي شارعا أهتف فيه أثور فيه فأنتصر أو أنكسر، كوني لي لسانا متمردا متشردا يقول كل شيء ولا يعتذر، كوني لي بيتا وزيتا وخبزا كفاف يومي، كوني لي دمعة ماء تكافئ صومي، هل تكونين أكون لك كل ما تريدين؟ حبيبتي حبيبتي، لو كان هناك طريقان إليك لاخترت الطريق الأطول، أليس بالصبر تغدو الأشياء أجمل؟ رفيقتي حبيبتي، فلنقف على حافة العالم ولنحتفل نحتفل نحتفل بحب سيحدث حتما، بعالم حلو سيأتي يوما. حبيبتي حبيبتي، فلتقفي على كتفي ولتطعمي من سكر يديك كل جياع العالم. شكرا.
I know that I've had a history of painting you like you're the leader of the underworld. Black-horned, befanged, clawed, or tentacled, wielding a pitchfork. All-American gothic me looking at you sideways. But let me just in this poem be fair to you. I loved you once, held your hand all red shawl and green dress, very Frida Kahlo, a dove flying over my head with a message. I've kissed you, Klimt, all gilded, sometimes kissed you, Magritte, through white cotton fabric, cried with dots on the phone when you said you had to go to the hospital. And then again, when you said you would love me forever. I even prayed for you. I did. Begged the almighty very Rembrandt in chiaroscuro. I can only say this in retrospect. As I look, nay, as I Vermeer over my shoulder with a pearl earring, the love once felt draining slowly from my gaze. I am so sorry. I couldn't sculpt a better lover for you out of all this skin, this Venus de Milo arms. There's not much I can give you now except to offer you this museum of words, all expressed and impressed, somewhat derivative and up for interpretation. Thank you.